All right, probably next week, next Saturday, we'll return to this discussion of what Americans see in America's future. In the meantime, I want to move to this next topic. This is something, a really, really happy story. True story, happy story, that WebMD is sharing with us about a 9-year-old who is free of brain cancer. How many of you have been able to listen in as we have partnered with St. Jude Research Hospital for Children, as they've come here and worked with us with regards to their awesome radiothons, where they're raising funds, raising monies for the children who attend their hospitals. But remember, not just the children, but their families as well. It is definitely true that the children are the central focus, but the children are not the only focus. They provide funding so that parents can be at St. Jude with their children for days at a time, weeks at a time, not having to worry about money, because fellow citizens, fellow Americans are providing the funding that takes care of it all. Well, I just mentioned St. Jude, not saying that St. Jude has anything to do with what we're getting ready to hear now about this 9-year-old, but just making that connection between what we will be discussing here, what we'll be hearing from this 9-year-old, and something that so many of you can already relate to. For that matter, a number of you have probably listened to the Children's Miracle Network telethon, where they're raising funds for the children. Well, here is a wonderful story, again, a true story about a child who is doing so much better. Listen to this.
I like to draw. I like to go outside, ride my bike, and swim.
Cameron is, he's 9 years old, but his personality is 49. Let me say he has an old soul, because he can blend right in with the adults.
First sign that something was wrong was when Cameron fell down the steps at home. His parents took him to the ER with back pain, but later
one day I got called to come pick him up from school, and I had to literally pick him up from school because he couldn't walk, so I had to carry him.
Brain cancer, medulloblastoma, most common malignant brain tumor in children, and it has spread to his spine.
I focused on, we have to get the tumor out, and he's going to be okay. We're going to fight, you know, and that's the bottom line.
He had brain surgery and 2 back operations.
He always, always, always had a positive attitude. You know, he come out of surgery, thumbs up. Went into surgery, thumbs up.
He had targeted radiation and chemo in a clinical trial at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
He would maybe vomit because he didn't feel good after the chemo, and just kind of wipe his mouth and say, I want to watch some cartoons, or let's play.
Wanting to play and watch cartoons after surgery. Phenomenal child.
Well, like before, he's running. We have not found any evidence of this tumor.
We haven't found any evidence of tumor since the surgery. He went into remission from cancer after treatment and eventually returned to school full time.
Cameron is very determined
to make a full recovery and do all the things that he wants to be able to do.
That he was able to do at one point. He's just, you know, like this super kid. What have I learned from Cameron?
Dad said he's sort of like a super kid. He's learned from his son.
Not to complain about the small things. Laugh, have fun.
Be grateful. Laugh and have fun. Cameron already knows what he wants to do when he grows up.
I always wanted to be a doctor, but I found that's what I really wanted to be.
He wants to be a doctor now. Awesome. Really awesome. How many of you are in fields that you work in because something happened that had an impact on you? Maybe a family member, was taken care of medically. Maybe you saw someone counsel a peer who was very, very distraught. And as a result of that counseling, you saw your peer, your friend, change dramatically for the better. And you decided, that's what I want to do. I want to help people that way. How many of you are teaching in the classroom? Because you see that as a way that you can make a difference. And maybe partly because for some of you, there was at least one teacher in your younger years who had a significant impact on you. How many of you are working in business because you watched some business people at work when you were younger and you were so impressed by the way they handled their business that you decided, that's what I want to do? How many of you are nurses because you saw nurses in action and you were so impressed by what they did, you decided, that's what I want to do? How many of you are lawyers because you saw someone in their practice doing their thing and it impressed you so much, you said, that's what I want to do? How many of you are musicians, singers, because someone really impressed you? How many of you discovered your calling in the ministry because you observed someone who was truly sincere, genuine, and empowered by God to minister? And you were so impressed by the way they reached out to people as representatives of God that it got you thinking, maybe. And as time went on, it turned out that that was your calling. And that's now either what you're doing or it's what you're aiming for. It's amazing how we can be so positively impacted by people in our lives, and often without them even realizing that they're impacting our lives. I tell you, it's really worth it, ladies and gentlemen, to do our best at what we're doing so that those who are watching us can be positively impacted to do something good for the world, even if the world means just the small community where they live and can have a significant influence. What a great goal for us. For you to let some of life's best moments come through you by being a positive role model. Yeah.